A crowd of around 15,000 people listens to nationalist songs and speeches attacking former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. They gathered in a Bangkok park Sunday to protest Mr. Thaksin's arrival in Cambodia last week and Phnom Penh's rejection of Bangkok's request to extradite him. Mr. Thaksin fled Thailand last year to avoid a 2-year prison sentence on corruption charges. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has appointed Mr. Thaksin as his economic adviser, calls the charges politically motivated. The issue has worsened a dispute over an ancient temple just on the Cambodian side of the border and is raising nationalist feeling in Bangkok. Sonti Limtongkon, leader of the Anti-Thaksin People's Alliance for Democracy, says Sunday's rally supported the Thai government's diplomatic efforts to ease the tensions.
It's something all the Thais who love our king. I want to come out and show the support to our king and also show the support to the government in responding to Mr. Hun Sen's and Mr. Thaksin's collaboration to sabotage Thailand. So all of us are coming out in real support and in show our spiritual support peacefully.
A short time after Sonti gave this interview, a small explosive went off near the stage as he was speaking, injuring several people. News reports say one man was arrested in connection with the blast. Nat Yontarak, a musician and teacher, says patriotism brought people to the rally, where paper flags were abundant.
We need to show, we need to be together to show the power that we really love the country and the dignity and our pride of our country, because what Thaksin has been doing is really unacceptable. Many things before, but this time with Cambodia, with Hun Sen, is, I think, too much.
This woman, who gave her name as Sushada, calls Mr. Thaksin disloyal for going to Cambodia.
This is a situation that he come to the Cambodian island. I think he is not a Thai, but made a story about one. It's about to destroy the Thailand. But he don't love the Thailand. He's not a Thai.
Some demonstrators said they attended because they were angry at comments about the monarchy that Mr. Thaksin made in a British newspaper interview. The monarchy is the country's most beloved institution, and little criticism of it is tolerated. The dispute has raised concerns in Southeast Asia, and there are fears that it could end in military conflict. The two sides have exchanged gunfire near the disputed temple on a few occasions in the past year. Officials in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, of which Cambodia and Thailand are both members, have urged them to settle the dispute quickly, and Indonesia has offered to mediate. Recent political polls show a surge in popularity for Prime Minister Apisit Wachichawa's government because of Mr. Thaksin's visit to Cambodia. But Chris Baker, an author and commentator on Thai politics, says the long-term effect of the visit is less clear. Mr. Thaksin, ousted in a coup in 2006, maintains strong support among the urban and rural poor and working class. The urban middle class accuses Mr. Thaksin of corruption and authoritarianism.
Superficially, it looks as if Thaksin has lost badly to identify yourself with a rather unpopular neighbour. It's not a good strategy. So I think things have hardened against him in that sense. But I'm not really sure whether for many of his core supporters that may not matter too much at all. And perhaps by, you know, making himself so visible and in the media for several days at a time, he's actually revived his position a little bit.
Baker says the question is now whether Mr. Apisit's Democrat Party will try to press the political advantage by spurring nationalist sentiment.
The issue now is how does he sustain that, or does he want to sustain that? Does it mean that this government now has to play this nationalist card very hard and very sort of constantly? And that would, of course, be very dangerous.
Baker says he expects the cross-border dispute to ease quite quickly and that the Democrat Party will lapse back into trying to work with its neighbour to resolve the temple dispute. However, in Thailand, political analysts warn that domestic divisions could worsen in the weeks ahead as Mr. Thaksin's supporters hold rallies. Over the past 2 years, massive rallies of Mr. Thaksin's supporters and opponents have at times paralysed Bangkok. In April, pro-Thaksin rallies turned violent, and a year ago, anti-Thaksin forces closed the country's main international airport for a week, stranding tens of thousands of travellers at the start of the peak tourism season. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.